today on our podcast. It's all things Micron. The microchip maker's desire to build a facility about 20 minutes from here brought the President of the United States to our campus a year and a half ago. It led us to create a Micron-related degree and certificate program, and now we're building the Micron Cleanroom Simulation Lab on our campus. Today on our podcast, we're talking about many things Micron-related and meeting a student in our new Micron-related program. Well, welcome to Chatting About College, a podcast originating from Onondaga Community College in Syracuse, New York. My name is Roger Mirabito. We record our conversation in the studios of our Broadcast Media Communications degree program. It's located in the Whitney Applied Technology Center on our campus. Joining us in the studio today, a stable of stars, two stars. We've got Professor Mike Grebe. Professor, welcome.
Hey, good to see you, Roger.
Good to see you, too. And also here with us is a student in our Electromechanical Technology Certificate program, Bella Gutkin. Bella, welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Great to have you here. So, Professor Grebe, let's start with you. President comes here about a year and a half ago, and it seems like people have been going nonstop here ever since. What's it been like for you and how busy you've been?
Well, I think you summed it up well there. We've been going nonstop ever since. We've trying to build this new program, this new degree program to line up with what Micron needs for their thousands of technicians they're going to employ. And it's been a really exciting journey for the last year and a half, and we're starting to see the fruits of it already with the students coming out of the program.
We started the new electromechanical technology program in the fall of 2023, so this is the second semester of it. Can you tell us how many students are in it right now?
In the fall, we had 36 students join us. With all the seats that we had available, every single one of them was full. And I think in the spring semester, we had about 24 or 28 returning students in the second semester, and they're doing quite well. They're going to end up with their certificate at the end of this year, but most of them will be coming back for their AAS degree next year.
Since late 2023, we've had a lot of construction going on in this building. We're building a new Micron Cleanroom Simulation Lab and other things along with that. Can you give us sort of an overview of what's going to be over there?
Yeah, it's a big renovation for Whitney. It's been in the works for a number of years, so it's a culmination of a lot of different things. Obviously, the Micron portion of it is fairly new to it. It got a little bit bigger, I think that would be a good word for it. So we have the Cleanroom Simulation Lab on the second floor. The CNC Training Center is going to be on the first floor underneath that. And we're adding a new welding training facility. And then on the second floor, eventually an HVAC training facility for commercial refrigeration and heating and ventilation.
That's wonderful. So, Bella, let's ask you a few questions. You're 26 years old. One thing I've noticed as I've spoken with students in this program, there's quite a number of you who are a little bit older. You didn't come here right out of high school. I'm wondering how you heard about this program and what attracted you to it.
I wanted to come back to school. I took a while to think about what I wanted to do with my life, and I knew trade school was it for me. And I came in, and I was leaning towards electrical. I like the idea of working with electricity. I've always loved that kind of stuff. And they introduced me to the electromechanical, which I liked the sound of that. She talked to me about how Micron's going to be coming to Syracuse, and it's a really big deal. And I said, yeah, I'll sign me up. I'm definitely, it sounds great. It sounds like a great opportunity. I didn't really have any set in stone plans to get an internship or work for Micron. It was mostly just I came into this field interested in everything that the field entails. I think that if that does, if I get the opportunity to get an internship for Micron, might be something really good opportunity for me.
I think there's this perception that working at Micron is really hard to do. I'm wondering what either of you would say, actually how achievable it is to get there.
Micron is really looking for these process and equipment technicians. And that does require some skills that the average person doesn't have, but they're not anything different than skills that you might learn as an auto mechanic or that you might learn for a lot of different manufacturing positions. They involve some math. They involve a lot of manual dexterity, like working with your hands, doing measurements, working with tools and things like that. And then there's a lot of specialized, like understanding how data is used to make sure that a process is running smoothly and things like that. But these are all – this isn't sophisticated math or anything complicated. This doesn't require a whole lot of physics or chemistry or anything like that, but an understanding of it. And our students are going to get that exposure with a lot of hands-on lab type classes where they get to really see firsthand how this these skills are put to use in the things that they do. And I just wanted to point out, Bella is in our first semester. She just joined us this a few weeks ago, right? You're on week six. We're in week six of our semester.
Yeah.
And she's our second cohort. So I mentioned 36 students. This is our second group. We only had enough instructors to field one class. So we have 18 new students in that first semester. Mm-hmm. So she's got very little exposure to this. We're still getting into the things about what it is to be in advanced manufacturing and to the possibility of working for Micron. So there's a lot of cool things still to come for Bella and her cohort. And we do. The nice part is this group is they are a group. They end up taking a lot of classes together, so they really get to interact, and we force them to in a lot of ways, making them do team-like exercises. And that's another part of working in manufacturing is just the team aspect of it and relying on each other to make sure that processes are followed and work well.
Bell, as a student, what has that camaraderie been like of students working together and collaborating?
It's been really great, and I think that we've kind of gotten used to it. Everyone in the class, I'm in the same class as the majority of the people. I see the same people every day, and we're all getting to know each other and learning how to work with each other really well. I think that we've really, like, done well as a team. I feel like there's a good sense of community just because we're interacting a lot, whether it be over homework or over class subjects. I just know that I know most of my classmates by now, and I enjoy talking to them. I talk to a few of them outside of class, discuss class activities and homework, and it helps with learning a lot. It's nice to have people to reach out to, and we all, like, have the same questions and concerns for the most part.
What would you say to someone who is considering doing this program, but maybe they think, I don't know if it's right for me or if I can handle it? What would you say to them?
Really comes down to if you're interested in things like circuits and machinery, basic machinery, and a little bit of math here and there, but problem solving. I like all of this stuff. So for me, it's perfect. I have a lot of fun with circuits especially. And I think that if you like one or two or three of those things, then it's a great field. It's awesome. It's fun. All the professors are great. They do a great job. I feel like I've learned a lot in the short time I've been here.
And your transition and coming back to school after 10 years or so away, how long did it take you to feel comfortable in the class?
I got comfortable pretty much right away. I felt like I was getting comfortable the second weekend. I like being in the classroom setting. And there's such a good variety of students. There's a lot of people in my same situation. And we connect over that. And we've all had our life experience. And we're all here because we want to be here. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's great, because in high school, it wasn't like that. Everyone was there because they had to be there. And now all these people that I'm surrounded by are here, and they want to learn. They want to succeed, and it's great to be surrounded by that.
It makes it easy to teach them too. You know, it's like, I'm teaching their class Introduction to Problem Solving. So it's a really fundamental course about, you know, breaking down complicated problems and what kind of tools you can use to do that and understand it. But it's so easy to teach that class because they are all there for the right reasons. They're all there interested and excited. And Bella brought up a great point, which is, you know, this is an electromechanical certificate and AS degree program. Electromechanical involves electricity, mechanisms, and programming. And there's so these three different major areas that each one of those people in her cohort are going to excel at differently, right? So that's why it's great that we've got this team together, because some people, the mechanical part is easy and they love it and it's what they really have an affinity for. Others, they dive into electricity. I'm glad to hear we got one that's really excited about electricity. And then when we get into programming, you know, we'll see another group. So seeing that team aspect of how we can leverage each other to learn from each other is really powerful.
That's great. Professor Grebe, these students who are getting the opportunity to do the internship at Micron, like an amazing opportunity at a young age.
Yeah. This is going to be pretty awesome for a lot of people. I mean, I think we're up to nine now. I think nine students total between the electromechanical program and some of our PTEC programs. So we have students that a lot of them, I believe, are heading to Boise, Idaho for the summer. They're going to work in the fab there. They're going to gain that experience. They're getting paid for that. They're getting relocated at Micron's bill, and they're pretty excited. It's going to be a really life-changing experience for a lot of them. And a lot of them haven't been out of the state or out of the, you know, that far and seen the out west. So it'll be a cool experience. And they'll get to test the waters and see what it's like at Micron. And Micron gets to test our students and see how they perform, you know. And they're really excited about those students in the AAS program that are coming back to fill out their degree. They are really excited about that opportunity for them to see how they mature and grow into this field.
For our students here who are in these programs, how many job opportunities are out there for them that are not Micron related?
Central New York has a very strong manufacturing industry, and it's been desperate for employees for a long time, especially technicians. You know, this program, this degree path that we've created, it didn't just appear overnight when Micron showed up. We had been working on it for a number of years. We've been planning on it. We've been listening to the feedback of industry and saying, oh, we need to do things differently. We need to get people excited about electricity and mechanisms and programming, because we need that combined skill set that wasn't really being served by our traditional degree paths. And, you know, Micron was that really impetus for really making us jump and do it. And that's been great, because it's really put a lot of power behind it. You know, there's both that Micron part of it, but I think Central New York in general is just going to really be excited. The manufacturing industry will be really excited about our graduates and students. They're going to see a lot of positive things come out of it and a lot of growth in industry, because our employers that are lacking these critical employees, it's hard for them to grow. It's hard for them to get new business and take on new projects when you're all struggling to keep up with just the day-to-day stuff. So having these new excited people that are interested in this field is going to be great for them.
Well, Professor Mike Grebe and Bella Gutkin, thank you both very much for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Roger.
And thank you as well to our Broadcast Media Communications degree program for use of their studios here on campus. And thanks to you for listening. I'm Roger Mirabito. This is Chatting About College from Onondaga Community College.